Hey, the 2017 NFL Scouting Combine rolls on. We're right near the NFL Network set. We have our buddy Mike Garofolo here, a really good follow on Twitter, at Mike Garofolo. Make sure you go find him. His popcorn is ready. He's eating it. We assume it's Angie's best because that's one of our sponsors, I think.
It is the best that Angie could do. It's delicious.
Okay, awesome. You were just on TV on NFL Network, and the subheader was, you know, Adrian Peterson and the Vikings. I would imagine that's consuming most of your time here. We've gotten a lot of people's feedback on that issue. What are you thinking with it?
Well, I've actually spent some time eating some steak, some shrimp cocktail.
Okay.
Talking to some people and hanging out. So not most of my time, but most of my time when I'm talking about the Vikings. How about that one?
Yeah.
Because it is the storyline for Minnesota. Here's my take on it, just talking to some people, my own read on it, just based on what Mike Zimmer said and all this stuff. I still see a way where he's back. I mean, I still see that being maybe the best for all parties involved because of a number of reasons. I mean, one, the running back market, these guys like Jamal Charles and Adrian Peterson, the guys that are free, the veterans, it's often tough as a veteran running back, but it's especially tough when you've got a year with so many running backs in the draft and people not really tripping over themselves to go out and sign a veteran running back. So when Mike Zimmer said today that sometimes it's good for a guy to get out there and see what the numbers are, and it's good for Adrian, who's never been a free agent, to have that experience, but still the hope that he comes back, I get that. I understand what he's saying, and I believe that could be the case. And I still think that the value for Peterson could be more with the Vikings than it is with other teams.
Yeah. You know, the interesting thing about the running back position, and you mentioned the market, is a lot of people will say the running back position is devalued in the NFL these days. Maybe in terms of how much you're paying the best guy, but in terms of how much teams want and use running backs, it's still valuable, don't you think?
It is, and Ezekiel Elliott and Todd Gurley within the last 2 years have redeemed the value of the top 10 running back, of drafting a guy that high, because we had a couple of years, we had at least 1 year, I can remember, where we had no first-round running back, and when they were getting drafted, they were getting taken 30th and 31st. That you didn't have. Just so happened that they didn't have, in those years, guys with elite ability. And part of that is what they're doing in college, and the fact that you see so many spread offenses. You don't see traditional pro-style offenses. That took away from it recently, too, as well. But now you've got guys like those guys that I mentioned, and Leonard Fournette and Dalvin Cook, and guys that are worth taking up high. I mean, we were asked earlier about Fournette. Where do I see him going? I said, I'll be shocked if he's on the board after 8. That's when the Panthers pick, and I don't know that he's going to get there. I'm saying that at that point of the draft a couple of years ago, you would have thought it's crazy to take a running back that high. But these guys have the value to be taken up high, and if they're young enough, that's the other thing, too. If you're a running back and you're young enough, the value is certainly there.
When you look at the Vikings, you came to training camp, I believe, last summer. And when you saw the Vikings at camp, everything was all good. And it wasn't long after you left when we had the Teddy injury, Matt Khalil, all that. So all that considered, going into 2017, you know, what can the Vikings bring with them that was good in 2016 into this season?
Sam Bradford, I thought, was very good, considering the circumstances, considering all that happened on the offensive line. And, you know, it's not that there wasn't talent on that line. It's that there were a ton of injuries. And just where are you going to play guys? And are we going to move guys around? And I understand the North Turner situation and how that played out. Some of the some differences there as far as the offensive line is, and elsewhere on the offense. So it was a situation that started with Teddy Bridgewater and just kind of spiraled with the Peterson stuff. And so there's a lot of talent. You go back and you say there's a lot of talent on this roster. There's enough talent on this roster that we would make a move to bring in a quarterback right before the start of the season because we believe that much in the roster. So that's what you kind of got to get back to reminding yourself. You figure out the Peterson situation, all that other stuff. So that's what you take with it. You take a heck of a defense. You've got some really good defensive backs on this roster. And you look at it and you say, okay, hopefully we got all the bad karma out. And it's I made the joke that usually the Super Bowl host, you've got the bad karma that year. Maybe you got it out all the year ahead. And maybe last year was the year and all the demons are expelled.
It'd be a make good with the karma gods if we could, after what we went through last year, if we could host the Super Bowl, right? That would balance the ledger.
Sources say no one has done it. The closest anybody has done it are the 49ers with the game in Stanford Stadium. So somebody is due, okay? And you know what? It's a beautiful stadium. No matter who's playing there, I know it. I will enjoy it because it is. Sometimes you walk into a building, you try and picture, can this host the Super Bowl? And a lot of times it's a new stadium that you know is going to. When I walked into that stadium, I said, this is a Super Bowl stadium.
There we go. Love to hear that. Thanks for your time. Appreciate it. You can catch Mike on NFL Network, the rest of the Combine. And, of course, you can can catch coverage of the Combine on Vikings.com as well.